In partnership with climate change Newmarket Aurora, Newmarket Today brings you a regular series of columns aimed at creating awareness and engaging our community to take action on climate change. The Ontario government has promised to build a strong economy to address major healthcare and housing challenges. While climate policy wasn't a focus of its election platform, tariffs were. Many Ontarians are deeply concerned about the climate emergency, though a large portion of voters are focused on tariff threats. While voters may not yet fully grasp how the climate crisis impacts their cost of living, the tariff and climate crises could become unlikely partners in better shaping Ontario's and Canada's future. Moving forward, just as the three main opposition parties agreed to pull together and work across party lines over the tariff war, we can hope the progressive Conservatives will similarly engage in informed climate solutions, which can positively affect our economy, health, and safety. Ontario faces two potential futures: one where the government continues to rely on costly gas and crude oil from the United States, or one where we embrace homegrown renewable energy solutions. In the United Kingdom, the cost of reaching net zero by 2050 is now 73% lower than expected, which will potentially put more than $2,000 annually into its households when the mission is accomplished. Gas-generated electricity in Ontario is 3 to 5 times more expensive than wind power, yet we still rely on imported gas and crude oil, 70% from the U.S., and that cost is about to go up. With tariffs in effect, this is the moment to revisit our energy strategy, implement highly viable, lucrative renewables like Great Lakes offshore wind projects, and reduce our dependence on costly, polluting fossil fuels, standing strong and free against tariffs from south of the border. While the Ring of Fire mineral mining project holds long-term potential, it will take 5 to 10 years to complete, once First Nations are in agreement. In the meantime, adapting our energy sector could help absorb the economic shock and do good for the planet. Similarly, Ontario's housing crisis requires a shift in strategy. Current affordable housing targets could be more achievable with energy-efficient homes built in areas with existing infrastructure. Focusing on Canadian expertise and resources, lifting interprovincial trade barriers, and reducing the cost of new infrastructure could allow provincial and municipal funds to be reallocated for subsidized housing, healthcare, and climate emergency infrastructure. The Ontario government pledged support for the electric vehicle industry during the tariff war, but similar protections are needed for public transit systems and school bus companies facing electrification challenges, particularly if the tariff war impacts supply chains. Heavy reliance on gas-powered vehicles is increasingly untenable, and job security in the sector could be better secured by a greater shift to sustainability projects. Plus, most Ontarians want better, more reliable transit options, not environmentally harmful projects like the Highway 401 tunnel, Highway 413, or the Bradford Bypass. Instead, funds could be redirected to opening up Highway 407, expanding electric GO transit, and revitalizing northern roads. Global trends indicate countries prioritizing clean energy, green housing, and transit are positioned for economic growth and success in meeting climate targets. Ontario must ramp up investment in renewable energy and sustainable Canadian resources to strengthen the economy and reduce dependence on U.S. imports. Ontario hasn't invested in renewable energy options in any significant way since 2018. In fact, pollution has been going up since 2020. And while the federal government has increased support for renewables, it remains insufficient compared to fossil fuel subsidies. Renewable energy, green housing, and sustainable transit are not only environmentally beneficial, but also economic opportunities that can create jobs, ensure long-term stability, better health, and be implemented quickly, unlike exorbitantly priced, debatably clean, nuclear power projects that further divert resources from pressing needs and are decades away with U.S. contracts. This Ontario government has a lot to think about to get it done. Strangely, one thing is clear: this could be the perfect opportunity to break free of the U.S., leveraging Canadian expertise and resources to champion positive climate solutions. With the political will, Ontario can be protected while once again becoming a leader in sustainability and attracting more business, Even if not from the U.S., failing to act risks perpetuating an unstable economy at the mercy of foreign tariffs and leaving behind a polluted, costly legacy for future generations. As citizens, the work continues, too. It's critical to hold governments accountable and support the changes needed for a cleaner, more prosperous future for our children. The power of our voice remains one of our greatest tools. Use it well. Vote strategically in the upcoming federal election so the popular vote can be reflected in the number of seats, amplifying the power of yes. Inspired by the international organization Project Drawdown, Climate Action Newmarket Aurora seeks to engage citizens, institutions, and policymakers in actionable and measurable solutions to stop catastrophic climate change as quickly, safely, and equitably as possible. You can contact them at climateaction.newmarketaurora@gmail.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram.